Hello, I am Jane Pratt, and I am pleased to say that Tim Peters is also here with me to read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. Here is Tim to start us off with Information Desk.
We'll start Information Desk this week with a reminder. Next week is Easter, and we're adjusting our recording schedule. We'll record issue number 2266 on Wednesday, and we hope it'll reach most listeners on Saturday, the 30th of March.
Thank you, Mrs. Pye, for the stamps. We delivered the amazing quantity we had received over the last few months to Vision Norfolk at our AGM meeting last week. They will now sort them and sell them for not a lot of money, as less people collect stamps now, but it all helps. Hopefully you received last week's recording in less time than the 7th of March recording, Mrs. Tyree. Please don't feel you have to return them as soon as possible. Please take your time to listen to them. We are glad you look forward to the recordings dropping through the letterbox, Darren Philcox, and two are definitely a bonus.
The Norwich Macular Group. Meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre. There's often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in treatment for macula. Refreshments are available. For further information, please telephone Mari Tyree on 01603 624405. And the next meeting will be on Friday, the 12th of April.
Wyndham Players are, as far as we know, the first non-professional drama group to provide audio description and are performing Waiting in the Wings by Noel Coward on April the 24th to 27th at 7:30 each night, with a matinee performance at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 27th. Tickets, £10 and £9 concessions. Waiting in the Wings is Coward's tribute to the theatre. It is set in a retirement home for actresses, where jealousies abound, but tragedy brings them together, and is one of Coward's last plays, full of pathos and comedy. To book for the audio description, please contact Georgette Vale on 01953 605 434 or 07867 681 839 or email georgette@valemail.uk.
You're invited to the Assistive Technology for Visual Impairments sessions on the second Thursday of the month between 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. in the American Library Room at the Forum, Millennium Plain, Norwich. You can learn how accessibility settings can help you use your digital device to write emails, browse the internet, and make phone calls with ease. The sessions are free, so do drop in, as there's no need to book. And the next session is on Thursday, the 11th of April.
Broadland Blind and Visually Impaired Social Club. This club has been run for many years from St Cuthbert's Church Hall, Wroxham Road, NR78TZ, with the aim of providing a happy social environment for 2 hours on the first Thursday of the month, between 2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Programmes of varied entertainment are included, after which members can enjoy a social time over sandwiches, cake, tea and coffee and a raffle. The club is totally non-profitable and run by volunteers. Membership is £12 a year, with a donation of £1.50 each month towards the refreshments. A list of the year's entertainments is given to each member. If you would like to come along and find out about us and enjoy a social chat over a cuppa, you would be most welcome. For further information, please contact Marion Howes on 01603 408 758 or email marionhowes47@yahoo.co.uk. The next meeting is on Thursday, the 4th of April.
And that's all for Information Desk this week.